up Sunday, needed protection from the old mob.
Just, you know, at this point in the year, everybody's kind of banged up, so just trying to get ready for Sunday.
Were you scared at first that maybe it could be something a lot worse than maybe what it ended up being?
Yeah, you never want to get banged up, so sometimes you don't know what you're feeling just because you got a lot of adrenaline going and things like that, so, yeah.
I mean, I never really saw a replay. Was it on a cut? Did you get in a pile?
It was almost like a kind of post-play, but this stuff happens. It's part of the game.
Yeah, it looked like Terrence just was diving for the loose ball or something, and he happened to be standing right there.
Yeah, it's just stuff.
Play,
yeah. Yeah, stuff like that, you know. So, like I said, stuff happens.
Encouraged it. You were able to return to the game, or was that maybe adrenaline talking?
I mean, it's always good if you can keep playing. So, like I said, just trying to get better this week.
Is it always worse on Monday with injuries like that?
Yeah, even when you don't get hurt, it's worse on Mondays. But winning helps, so I need to get back to that.
You know, Matt Ryan, he's been successful in the league. Well, what do you see when you see film on him?
You know, he's you can tell he's a polished guy, you know, got a great arm. Knows how to read defenses, knows how to get the ball out of his hands to his playmakers. You know, he really does a good job of, you know, getting his back foot in the ground, reading his progressions, and then getting the ball out.
And with Julio, as much as they use him, I mean, he's been targeted more than I think their next two or three combined.
Yeah.
Do you need to get a little extra safety help on him constantly just because of how much use he gets?
And that's, you know, that's probably something that he's seen throughout his career. He's, you know, he's a big time playmaker, and he's making a lot of plays for him, getting a lot of yards after contact. He can go up and get the ball, stretch the field vertically. So he's a guy that, you know, he's a rare breed.
Did it feel like 30 points were put on you Sunday? I mean, there's a lot of field goals, but you know, a few plays here and there. How do you assess the performance with Green Bay?
You know, we obviously didn't do well enough to win on every phase, and like I said, we're just trying to get better this week and just move past it, because that's all we can control at this point.
Do you have to change anything in the run game given what Lacy did, or is it just you had been successful in that in the past and kind of get back to those tendencies?
Yeah, we just need to just get back to doing our jobs. Nothing crazy. There's no reason to panic. We're still, you know, we're a good football team. We've been a good football team. So we just need to just keep doing those things.
How surprised were you by the missed tackles? That's something we haven't seen for a while.
Stuff happens. Like I said, just got to get back to doing things good.
Personally, what's your comfort level of the season, and how do you think you've played through 10 games, personally?
What do you mean, like, comfort level?
Just in a Zimmer scheme in your second year, and what he's asking you to do.
There's a better understanding, and I think everybody's got a pretty good grip on it. You still got to go out and execute. You know, the guys across me are also very good too. So you got to win those one-on-one matchups. It's not always like scheme and stuff. You can be in the right scheme and still get beat one-on-one. So you still have to win your matchups.
Are you planning on going full go today then in practice, or you got to test it out?
I'm not sure yet. I've got to talk to Shugs.
How would you assess Sendejo across from you? How he's been?
I mean, I'm not into assessing. I just play, but he's been great. You know, he makes a lot of plays, and I think everybody like sees him out there making plays, and he's always around the ball.
Thanks, Harrison.